Someone asked me, what is the halacha about an Ashkenazi eating by a Sephardi during Pesach? Now obviously, if the kelim and the food are both non-kitnios, it's not an issue. Obviously, if the kelim and the food are kitnios, that is a problem, because Ashkenazim don't eat kitnios. But what if the Sephardi host, serves to the Ashkenazim some dishes? They'll set out some dishes that have no kitnios in them, but they were made in pots that had previously cooked kitnios. Is that an issue? The Ramah in Simon Tufnun Gimel Saif Aleph tells us that the Minhag Ashkenaz is to be strict not to eat kitnios. If bidyeved, if some kitnios fell into a cooked food, we do not forbid after the fact bidyeved. Mishnah Berurah says as long as you have a majority of non-kitnios in the mixture, then bidyeved, you can eat the food. Here, the Sephardi is cooking Ashkenazi food in kelim that had kitnios. So are we concerned about the taste from kitnios? Will the taste from kitnios that it's in the kli, will that transfer to the food? And if so, do we care about that? Rav Avadya Yosef in Yechava Das Chelak He Simon Lamed Beis has a discussion about this, and he concludes that this was never part of the custom, the Ashkenazi custom. The Ashkenazi custom was based on Zahirus and Archaka Yaseira. They were concerned and they wanted to distance themselves from the possibility that maybe if they used kitnios, maybe there was real chametz. And because of the severity of the prohibition of chametz, but it's a chumrah, it's a stringency. Ashkenazi have to keep that stringency, but the taste, the kitnios taste of kelim never was part of this minhag. And he concludes by saying, mutter l'ashkenazim, hanogim, iser ba'ores v'kitnios v'pesach, it is permitted for Ashkenazim who take upon themselves the prohibition with rice and kitnios on Pesach, l'sareach b'vesach svardim, they can be guests at the home of the svardim, v'edu tamizrach, shenogim heter ba'ores v'kitnios v'pesach, they can eat by the svardim, those from Edu Tamizrach who eat rice and kitnios on Pesach. And they can eat from the cooked foods that are brought before them. Even if they know with certainty that this food was cooked in utensils, in pots, that day was used for rice, they had cooked rice or kitnios in them. And so he thinks it's not a problem at all. The Trumas Hadeshen is of the opinion that even though the Mishnah Berurah paskins that it says and it seems most Achronim hold that follow the position that you only require it seems Mishnah Berurah understands this is the position of the Ramah as well, that you only require rov, majority. If something falls in, you only require a majority of the food to be non-kitnios. So even if you can taste the kitnios, it's not asur. However, the Trumas Hadeshen says no, you require shishim. We treat kitnios just like normal iser v'heter, that you need 60 times heter against the iser. So based on that Trumas Hadeshen, Rav Rimon wrote a tshuva a few years ago to a family, that there were some Sephardi members and Ashkenazi members, and the Ashkenazi members were going to the Sephardi members' house for Pesach. And he was of the opinion that Me'ikar Hadin, like Rav Avadya Yosef, you don't have to be strict with respect to the kelim, with respect to the utensils, because you go by rov, and certainly there's no, even if there's taste, it doesn't impact the majority of the food is certainly non-kitnios. He said, "If it's better, if the it's better to be strict by the kelim to at least wait 24 hours. In other words, to be strict for the position of the Truma Sadashen, that wait, if a kli, if a utensil was used, a pot was used to cook rice or kidneys before in the past 24 hours, to wait 24 hours before you cook non-kidneys, so any taste would be pogum, would be stale. That's how he rules. The Shmira Shabbos Kilchasa cites that this Rav Neuver said that if, let's say, an Ashkenazi cooks kidneys for a sick person, it is proper to use separate utensils for that purpose. Meaning, if an Ashkenazi is cooking kidneys, a sick person is allowed to eat kidneys. So if an Ashkenazi is cooking for that sick person, he should use separate utensils. He's not allowed to use. He should not use regular kalim that subsequently he's going to use to cook non-kidneys. But that's different. Because if an Ashkenazi cooks for a sick person in a kidneys, in a kli, and now this kli has a taste of kidneys, then when he cooks non-kidneys, he is actively being bevatel. He's actively canceling out the kidneys taste by doing so. And that we don't do. We're not mevatel the kidneys. Ashkenazi is not mevatel a kidneys taste. You should not do that on Pesach. However, a Sephardi, who's doing, from his perspective, something totally permitted, if he cooks a kidneys for his family in a kli, and then later on, after the kli is cleaned, and then he uses the kli, the pot, to cook non-kidneys food, so that's totally different. In fact, so Rav Willig told me that he thought we could, he thinks that we can be lenient on this kidneys question. I wanted to find out what Rav Herschel Schachter held, so I emailed Rav Gersten from the OU, and Rav Gersten said that Rav Schachter said that the keli must be non-bnei yomam. As he wants to be strict, like a true masadeshah. Not that you can't use, not that you can't go to the Sephardi's home at all. Not that they can't use their kalim, but you should wait 24 hours out of the strictness of the true masadeshah. So bottom line, if can a Sephardi invite an Ashkenazi to their house and serve them food that has no kidneys in kalim, that had used kidneys that in which there were kidneys that were cooked. So according to Rav Rimon, it seems that it's better to wait to cook in kalim in pots that had not used kidneys in the past 24 hours. But if you can't do that, it's fine. Schachter though says that if Sephardi invites an Ashkenazi to their homes, so whatever food they're cooking for the Ashkenazim, they should use you to cook them in kalim, in pots, in utensils that have not cooked kidneys in them in the past 24 hours.